I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Get over it. It's over. The issue of impeaching a person who's not in office is ridiculous on its face. Article 1, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution provides, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. Is that clear? It doesn't say removal from office or disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor. Impeachment is intended for the removal of a person from an office. Anything else is just dressing on the salad. However, Democrats want to interpret the Constitution as allowing for whatever it is they want it to mean. This is their subjective interpretation of what it is that would allow them to go all out and punish Donald Trump on any front. But the Democrats have been through this rodeo before. They tried their hand at impeachment 1 year ago. Not only did they never accept Trump's legitimate election to the highest office of the land, they never accepted the fact that he was not convicted in their last impeachment attempt. Yes, they are tenacious, but more than that, they're filled with vengeance. Their belief is the old maxim, if you don't succeed at first, try, try again. The final section of Article 2 specifies that the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office if convicted in an impeachment trial of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Much of the controversy surrounding the impeachment clause has revolved around the meaning of high crimes and misdemeanors. So what are impeachable offenses? While still serving as a member of the House of Representatives, Gerald Ford once said that impeachable offenses are whatever a majority of the House considered them to be. The House of Representatives, with Nancy Pelosi as their speaker, decided that Donald Trump committed an impeachable offense by giving a speech that incited those in attendance to breach the U.S. Capitol, destroy government property, and attack and kill a Capitol policeman. That, on the face of it, is not what happened on January 6th. How do we know that? The mob that attacked the Capitol building and then broke in did so 20 minutes before Donald Trump even began to address the throngs of his supporters. So were those who gathered to hear Trump's speech mind readers? Did they possess the gift of telepathy? Did they have a premonition of what he was about to say? No matter. Because Donald Trump did not advocate for anyone to break into the Capitol building and commit crimes the mob committed. What he said in part was, quote, "We're going to walk down to the Capitol and we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. We have to come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard." End of quote. You got that? He encouraged people to peacefully and patriotically make their voice heard. Was there anything in what he said that would encourage or motivate people to commit violent crimes or to even attempt to break into the Capitol building? No, there wasn't. So will the Senate convict Donald Trump? The answer is no, it won't. 45 Republicans voted against proceeding with the Senate impeachment trial. Only 5 GOP senators voted against the move to declare the impeachment unconstitutional. Democrats only want to make sure Trump is forever embarrassed and that he should never run for office again. They've misjudged his ego that doesn't embarrass easily. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.